Hello, hello. So during our mission trip, everybody had their various, I guess, peaks, you could say. EJ and Liam got to meet that old lady. We got to sift through crates and crates of oranges. And EJ was not kidding. All the oranges, the bottom smelled strongly of vinegar. But the 2 points I want to focus on are Wednesday, when I went to buff the floor at JT's church, and Thursday at our second shift at Glide. So on Wednesday, when we got into their social hall, I can't remember what they call it, but as you saw in the slideshow, there were initially two buffers, and the one that you saw EJ pushing was the new and improved one that was supposed to work really, really well. It didn't. The scrubby thingy on the bottom, I don't remember what that's called, kept shooting out at random intervals like a hockey puck. And as funny as it was to watch it ricochet all over the place, we had to give up. And I think you might have seen me in the back, like hunched over the older one. That's because it kicked like a mule, and I had to brace myself so that I wasn't thrown sideways whenever I had to turn around a corner. But regardless, despite all our sore muscles and hands after that and all the work we put in, the floor was actually fairly clean by the time we were done with it, and it actually changed color. Stacy and Becky were making comments on the side, and like, man, we wish we could do this to our social hall. Too bad, we have linoleum. But Thursday was far more interesting, because we had to wake up before the sun to get onto our train, which left at 6, which means we have to wake up at 5. And the guys were sleeping downstairs and had to move all of our stuff, like pack it up and move it upstairs. So we woke up at 4:30, finally got out, glassy-eyed, got into Glide, hairnets, aprons, gloves, like you saw. And I was given dish duty. At first I thought it was going to be easy because they had a dishwasher, you know. I thought I would just be pushing the trays in and washing them off. Nope, I got to scrape them off before they went in there. And that day was oatmeal day. Nobody ate the oatmeal. By the time I got it, it was congealed into some kind of gelatinous cement that didn't come off the trays. I'm not kidding, I could hold the tray sideways or upside down, it wouldn't budge. I tried to use the silverware, but that was too slow because the trays were piling up. So kind of out of frustration and panic, I smacked the tray on the lid of the trash can next to me and figured, you know, these are pretty much indestructible. I think this is a far better idea. So for the rest of the shift, you could have heard me smashing the trays and it would be reverberating throughout the hall. And I guess I was raising a few eyebrows with my frenzied pace because in the middle of my shift, Stacy got my attention and went, Andrew, smile. I thought it was because I had a scowl on my face, but apparently it's because one of the other servers didn't believe I was capable of smiling and she just wanted to prove a point. But but by the time we were over, I was thoroughly disgusted with oatmeal. In fact, I don't think I want to eat it unless my mom puts it in a cookie, honestly. But in all seriousness, that day really, really defined our theme of how you serve, I will serve. And I just want to thank you all for your support so that we could go and experience this and help serve all those people. Thank you.